And now can I invite Michelle up to be our next speaker?
Hi, everybody. My name's Michelle, and I'm a compulsive under-earner. Trying to get to the mic here. And thanks, everybody, for this wonderful convention in first place. And thanks for asking me at the last minute to speak and put me on the spot. And so here I am. My sponsor in another fellowship always said, never turn down service. Oh. But I cringed, honestly. I didn't want to be sitting up here, but I am. So here you go. Thanks for asking me. So I joined UA about, it was in the beginning of COVID now. I was just trying to figure out when it was. And it was 2020. And I came across UA with an outreach call in another fellowship. And somebody had mentioned UA. And I was like, what's that? I've been in other 12-step fellowships for many years, decades, a long time, and more than one fellowship. And so I was quite put out, to be honest, when I heard about UA, because I'd never heard of it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hang on a minute, I know everything about 12-step fellowships. Why don't I know anything about this one? And I was really annoyed. I remember being really annoyed. And then when I jumped into my first meetings, I was even more annoyed about the terminology and thinking, you know, I know the big book off by heart. Why am I hearing these words that I don't understand? And I live in Italy. I've flown in from Italy for this convention. So I do go to any lengths as far as recovery is concerned. You know, it wasn't a language thing. I started off my other fellowships in Italian meetings. It was just because I didn't, you know, I just couldn't, I was just in complete denial, really. And that, because I've been in the other fellowships for so many years, it really irritated my pride and my ego of, you know, how can this possibly be true? And I was one of the people that always in the big book, when it gets to the two pages, one on either side of each other, that talks about, there's one page that talks about money and there's the other page that talks about relationships, I would skip that page because I never had money problems. You know, I'd hear other people in the fellowships talking about, you know, their financial problems and their this and that, and I was like, nah, that's not me. But under all of that, I knew when I hit bottom 2 years ago, and I did hit bottom again, and again I put that down to yet another midlife crisis. I've had a midlife crisis for the past year, since the past 30 years. But, you know, so it was yet another midlife crisis. I just had no idea whatsoever. I was in complete denial over this under-earning and under-being. I was in complete denial, as I was with my other addictions, to be honest. You know, I was just sort of like forced in to fellowships, and I did as I was told. I started working the steps in UA last year. I've sort of lost track. Yeah, over a year ago, with a sponsor, I reached out to finally after about 3 or 4 months of just hearing stuff that I was totally not understanding. I've always identified with the symptoms, but it was just the language that it just sounded like a foreign language to me. I started working the steps with a sponsor, and then I got to step three. I did step three. I was starting on my step four, and I had to fly back to the UK last year because my mum was taken suddenly ill. And that was my priority the last 7 or 8 months last year, was being here to take care of her. So my UA recovery in terms of step work was put aside. I've always attended meetings, as I do with my other fellowships, but I didn't continue with my step work. And I started with another sponsor just as I'm now back in Italy the past month, a couple of months now. And I'm just starting my step four again in UA. And the question here that says about, you know, what blocks us from, and what blocks us and keeps us under earning. fear, shame, denial, denial, denial. Convinced that I can still do it on my own. You know, convinced that if I can just control, and that was with everything with me, if I just control this, and if I just do this, and if I just make a list, and if I just, you know, then, and I swing from workaholism and procrastination. I was sort of dabbling around before I found UA of thinking, why am I just so, why can't I, you know, there was always in the back of my mind something, there's something not right, but I just couldn't, I just couldn't put my my finger on it. And and I've also gone through periods in recovery of like anti-recovery, like this is a load of rubbish. I don't need to keep coming back to this meeting. Why do I need to be here? What's this? You know, I can just do this on my own. So the third step's fundamental for me because I've got so many examples, having done a first steps, of just how my life becomes unmanageable and how powerless I am over this. I've always, willpower has always been my thing as well. You know, just if I can just summon up that amount of willpower, then I'll just be able to get this and this done. And I think that my under being, under earning is progressive. And like I said, 2 years ago, I hit bottom. With COVID was really bad in Italy. The lockdown was really severe, and I've been working for the same organisation for 22 years, and I suddenly found myself working from home for 3 years. And it was just me and a laptop, and I think that's now I'm really happy to be a member of UA, and I'm really glad that this fellowship exists because it's switched on a light bulb for me. I was really in the dark, but the frightening thing about being in the dark was I didn't know that I was in the dark. And that's really concerning now that, you know, now that I can start to see. And I feel now that I finally feel, and it's taken a long time, I finally feel now that I'm actually in the fellowship. I'm actually in the action. And it's all still miggly-piggly and, you know, and it's all quite overwhelming at times. But I know that... I hope that if I, you know, if I stick by the fellowship, by the with the program and with the tools and the steps, then you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Because I've been through many midlife crises that the light wasn't at the end of the tunnel, and that's a really bad place to be, really bad place to be, really dark place to be, Yeah, so I do believe in a higher power today, if not just the fellowship. And one of the things that will keep me in under-earning is by not coming to meetings, by not being, you know, actively present. And because it's a daily reprieve, you know, it's a daily reprieve for me anyway. And and I've really noticed the past couple of years, on the outside, my life could look fine. You know, if I talk to, quote, normal people, I'm a member of Underrunners Anonymous, they'd look at me gone out. You know, they'd like, what? Why? But I know why today, and I accept that. And that's another key thing for me that can keep me in the that can block me is the non-acceptance. You know, today I accept that I am da 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 and an underbeer and that's okay. That's okay, because I think key to action also and key to recovery is acceptance. And I've never really accepted a lot of things, and I still cannot accept. So Yeah, I'm just about to start, like I said, the fourth step, and it does make me shudder. I have to say, and I've done fourth steps in other fellowships, but this one, it does make me shudder because it's kind of like really seeing it, and which is fine, because I know that it'll it works. I never thought I deserved an abundant life in a certain sense, I guess. I've always lived, I geographed from the UK, I was 18 when I left this country, and I don't come from any under-earning or any ism family. There's nothing, you know, everybody's like out there and doing the thing, so, but there's no point in even me dwelling on that. It's not about other people, it's about me, and it's about where I'm at. And the disease also is, it can, again, going back to the denial, what blocks me and keeps me in is that, a denial is a lot of it for me. A lot of it is just being in that place of denial, thinking, well, you know, you haven't got this problem, you haven't got that, everything's fine, everything's fine. But underneath, one of the key factors is this is an honest program. Mm. And, you know, if I'm truly honest with my self, if I'm truly honest with myself, I can this morning look at myself in the mirror and say, yeah, my name's Michelle, I'm a compulsive under-earner and under-beer. But that's okay. You know, that's okay. I can accept that today. And it's taken me a while, let's say, to come to that. But now I'm sort of in the stage of, okay, all right, let's move forward and let's see. And I need the higher power, I need the program to do that, because otherwise it's about me trying to, again, control and do. And, you know, control has just been the number one word in my life. I just put more and more energy into it. I'll do this and I'll do that. And it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You know, it just backfires like a dog running after its tail. It's like me hanging onto the dog's bone and not just wanting to drop it. I'm now, because I hit bottom, psychologically, again, nothing's changed in terms of my work or my this or that. It's just that I got to the point, and I'm very, very grateful that I got to the point of just dropping that bone and saying, you know, surrender. Let's just, you know, I'm just going to surrender, and I'm going to, you know, ask my higher power to keep granting me that willingness, which, again, because I had 6 months once of lack of willingness and just thinking, this is a load of rubbish, I just don't want to be here. You know, I have to be vigilant on that as well, and step aside. So I think that's me, and I'm really grateful, like I said, to that you've all asked. Well, that I'm sitting here, that I've been able to share my very tiny experience, strength, and hope in UA. And again, thanks for letting me share. Thank you.